It's campaign season. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The 2024 presidential hopefuls hitting the campaign trail.
It's now 3 years since the Capitol riots of January 6th, and that's something that President Biden decided to highlight in a campaign speech yesterday when he went after former President Donald Trump, calling him a threat to democracy. Well, today, Donald Trump shot back at President Biden when he was on the campaign trail here in Iowa. Take a listen.
He runs out of fuel. The fuel doesn't last very long, so... You notice the speeches, they start off very energetic. He's a threat to democracy. By the end, he's like, oh, I got to get off. This is not the man we should have for our president.
In the meantime, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, they've been going after each other in recent days and weeks. They've essentially been fighting over that second place spot in polling behind the front runner, Donald Trump.
That's Fox's Bill Melusion in Iowa. Well, some Boeing jets have been grounded after an Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Portland, Oregon. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Terrifying moments in the sky. A deactivated emergency cabin door, which was used as a regular cabin window on an Alaska Airlines flight, blew out while the plane was at 16,000 feet shortly after takeoff, forcing them to make an emergency landing. Flight tracking company FlightAware shows the plane took off at 5:07 local time last night and then returned to Portland International Airport less than 20 minutes later, touching down at 5:27. 171 passengers and six crew board members were on board heading to California during this incident. One of the passengers said a boy's shirt was ripped right off his back after the pressure in that plane dropped.
Several passengers say cell phones were ripped out of their hands after that panel blew out. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The first major snowstorm of the season hitting parts of the East Coast. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell has more.
The National Weather Service issuing winter storm warnings from the Carolinas up through Maine. Parts of New York State and New England could see as much as a foot of snow. Emergency crews spent the last few days chaining up their tires, salting the roadways. We spoke to a plow driver who's ready to get to work.
Guys get excited. Everybody's been out doing their equipment the last week, getting ready, hyped up, you know, hoping to make paychecks.
Maryland on Saturday getting 1 to 2 inches per hour. That was creating some messy conditions on the roadways. Now, some of the heaviest snowfall is expected on Sunday. Officials warn to stay off the roads if you can. They plan to have everything cleaned up by the Monday morning commute. In Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Another surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border.
Activity has also been picking up recently. Yesterday, Fox cameras capturing video of about 100 migrants or so being taken into custody near an exclusive neighborhood with high-end homes. The area butts right up to part of the Rio Grande River and has become another hotspot. We also caught up on Friday with Democratic Congressman Don Davis of North Carolina, who made the trip to Eagle Pass to see this crisis for himself. As the talks between lawmakers and the White House continue over that supplemental spending agreement, where President Biden has requested $14 billion for additional border funding, Congressman Davis says they must act fast as this ongoing crisis is just not sustainable.
That's Fox's Casey Stegall. House Republicans traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas this week, urging President Biden to take action on border policy. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve another $15 billion in Department of Homeland Security funding. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.